Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel just filed its opening brief on behalf of Chief Justice Roy Moore at the specially convened Alabama Supreme Court. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This case has been progressing. We have now filed a 95-page legal brief before the specially constituted Alabama Supreme Court. Seven individual judges, all retired, have been selected to hear this particular case. The Judicial Inquiry Commission will file its response, and then we'll file our reply, and sometime thereafter in this year, earlier the better, we will present oral arguments at the Alabama Supreme Court. So, Matt, this case should never have been filed, never have been filed against the Chief Justice Roy Moore. It is politically motivated, and frankly, the charges have no basis. And moreover, the JIC has no jurisdiction to get involved in interpreting an administrative order of a Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court.
Well, I think politically motivated is very generous, Matt. This is a hit job by the extreme left-wing Southern Poverty Law Center. Of course, they are the ones that filed this complaint, and they found politically allied folks on the JIC to basically engage in kind of a modern McCarthyism here to go after Justice Moore because of his beliefs on marriage, which has nothing to do with the order that he filed within the course of his regular judicial business. So this was clearly a hit job, and the brief that Liberty Counsel has filed, I think, bears that out in great detail.
Yeah, it's all just baseless. I mean, they're charging him that he ordered the probate judges to disobey a lower federal court order, which is not true. So again, just as Matt said, it goes back to his beliefs, his Christian faith, as well as his stand on same-sex marriage. They're trying to crucify him for that. And we just continue this, it seems like, on and on and on soap opera, he is innocent. And that's very clear.
Yeah, it's very clear. You know, the brief is quite lengthy. You can go online to lc.org and read the press release and download the 95-page brief and look at it, because it is solid. The brief argues that the JIC does not have jurisdictional authority to review administrative orders of the Alabama Supreme Court. Why? Because the state law and the Alabama Supreme Court has always said that it is the Alabama Supreme Court that has the authority to set aside or overrule or modify a Chief Justice's administrative order. So what happens is the Chief Justice is not only a justice like the others, but also has administrative authority and has the ability to issue these administrative orders. If the other eight justices don't agree with what the Chief Justice has written, then they can come back and they're the ones that have the authority to override it or set it aside or modify it. And they have done that throughout history. In fact, they even did it one time with the Chief Justice himself when he issued an administrative order regarding pay raises. The other eight came back, or some of the eight, the majority of the eight came back and said, sorry, we don't agree with that because we don't want that applying to us. And so that administrative order had to be modified. It is not the prerogative of this JIC, which includes lay people, to come in and second guess an administrative order of a Chief Justice. It is only the Alabama Supreme Court. Moreover, in this case, the Alabama Supreme Court did not reverse it, did not modify it, did not make any negative comment. Yeah. They agreed with it.
Yeah, and so the JIC, which has lay people who aren't even judges or justices, presuming to come in and make a ruling or effectively engage in the job of the Alabama Supreme Court. They're ruling on matters of law here, and so there's clearly no violation. And even if there were a violation, Rule 16 would have required for the Chief Justice to have been removed, as he has. It's been a de facto removal by suspending him until the end of his term, and then he's too old to he will be too old to come back and to run again. So it's a de facto removal in violation of Rule 16. So they this is clearly politically motivated.
Yeah,
and they violated the law in order to achieve their witch hunt.
Yeah, they acknowledge that they didn't have 9 unanimous votes to remove, but they did it anyway. 27 months of a suspension, the most severe in the history of Alabama, and he can't run for re-election again. It's a de facto permanent ban from the bench. They don't have the authority to do that.
He's not receiving any money, any benefits. He's left empty-handed.
Yeah, they're wanting to starve him to death.
I know.
So that he would voluntarily resign. Then we have 6 charges, and the brief goes through those 6. Charge 6 is a charge that says he advised the probate judges to disobey a federal lower court order. Well, the JIC, on the one hand, says that's what he did. On the other hand, they say he didn't address the lower federal court order. Well, he didn't address the lower federal court order because it wasn't the issue before the Alabama Supreme Court, and he never advised them anyway. But on this charge, you have to have a verified complaint for any charge. The JIC has to vote on issuing a charge. The JIC has to, well, first of all, they have to give a letter of investigation that they're investigating. Then they have to vote on issuing the charge. Then they have to give a 6-week letter of investigation, letting them know that they're still looking at this issue. Well, there was never a verified complaint. They never gave a letter of investigation. They never gave a 6-week letter of investigation, and they never voted on it. So it should never even be before the court anyway.
Well, and besides that, he expressly in writing did the exact opposite of what they are alleging. He wrote, "I am not at liberty to provide any guidance to Alabama probate judges on the effect of Obergefell on the existing orders of the Alabama Supreme Court. That issue remains before the entire court, which continues to deliberate on the matter." And so this was effectively a status report. They had business at hand that they had to handle, and all this did was say that the matter is not closed within the Alabama Supreme Court. And the justices, the Alabama Supreme Court, agreed. So they are going after him for doing his job and expressly stating the opposite of what they're saying he did. It's mind-boggling.
It is mind-boggling, Holly. I mean, and, you know, we've had a chance to communicate a lot with the Chief Justice, and you can imagine he's the Chief Justice elected by the people. Now he's removed. He is treated like a criminal even before he gets a chance to go in court. The JIC violates the clear law. The Court of the Judiciary violates the clear law. And so he's one who now is basically they put him out there to hang out there and dry because they don't like his opinion on marriage.
You know, but we're so proud of him for standing strong through all of this, you know, and just a reminder that we need to continue to pray for him. We continue to defend him and we will fight this to the end. And on a positive note, you know, I think this is bringing out some of the corruption that's going on behind the scenes in Alabama. We've got some senators that want to get rid of these two groups because they're realizing how corrupt and politically motivated they are. So on a positive note, you know, unfortunately he's being a catalyst for this, but hopefully that will help kind of clean the house, so to speak.
Yeah, I hope so, because, you know, this obviously has to stop.
Yes.
It's not only against him, it's against anybody else. Every judge could be the target of a politically motivated bias that is perpetrated, initiated by the Radical Southern Poverty Law Center. This brief dismantles these trumped up charges against Chief Justice Roy Moore. It really clearly shows that every charge is bogus, should never have been brought, and that this case should be dismissed at the Alabama Supreme Court.
And as you mentioned, Holly, you know, an overreach, a politically motivated overreach like this, couched as some kind of judicial process, which it is clearly not, requires a political resolution. And so that's what senators and the legislature is stepping in here to do, potentially, is to check the JIC for their politically motivated corruption and improper behavior here with a political solution.
All right, we're grateful for that, that's for sure.
Well, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website. 2017 is going to be, I think, an incredible year, a year of opportunity. We have opportunities to advance some significant legislative and administrative agendas, both on the national level and at the state level as well, to advance family, faith, and freedom in the courtrooms. And that's what we're doing, defending Chief Justice Roy Moore. You know about our involvement in the Kim Davis case, Sandra Susan Merritt, the undercover investigator, Planned Parenthood, and much more. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Get plugged into the Ministry of Liberty Counsel. You can go to the bottom of the page and sign up for the various emails. The Liberty Alert, which is an an educational, informational email. Click on that. There's other emails too. That's activist emails for Liberty Council, Liberty Council Action, Christians in Defense of Israel, and Liberty Relief International, and more. You can also order booklets, The Southern Poverty Law Center Exposed, and others such as The Muslim Brotherhood and much more. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation.